quite interesting to see that in less than 1 month, ECOWAS met twice to discuss the situation of a particular country where the military have taken power over the civilian. This shows that ECOWAS is really keen to stop the proliferation of coup in the region, and also that there is a seriousness about really trying to find solutions that will respect not only the normative framework of the region, but also that will help the country to sort out its problem peacefully.
I think when we last spoke, you also mentioned this idea of diplomacy. Do you think diplomacy can work, or do you think ECOWAS has crossed the, what we call, I would say, the Rubicon with Thursday's declaration?
I think it can work. The fact that yesterday the president of the junta received the traditional leader of Nigeria, the emir of Kano, that shows that at least now they are more open to conversation with ECOWAS about the situation. I think they're also realizing that despite the fact that they've mobilized people in the country, they're mobilizing the military in the region, there is no support to their action in Africa.
Let's assume that ECOWAS decides to go ahead with the military intervention and the objective is to restore Bazoum to power. Wouldn't such operation put Bazoum's life in danger?
Well, probably his life is already in danger at the moment because he's in the hand of the military. But I have to also say that in Niger, you have more than 3,000 foreign troops in the country with a lot of equipment that will help to have intelligence on many, many things. A surgical intervention is still possible with the help of the American and the French. But I think ECOWAS is getting ready to put more pressure on the military, because I think if the military knows that people are ready at the border for any type of action and that they know that they don't have many, many supporters, you know, when you look at the size of the army, you look at the size of the country, it's quite difficult for the military to succeed in any circumstances. And what will happen in terms of action if it happens? Because I think that this military are really very people who also understand the language, the military language, so they will give up at the right time. And we will come back to the reality. It will come back to a system whereby if they can't reinstate Bazoum, they will organize election, they will do things that will help to return to constitutional order.